And by the way, the average person thinks that sounds crazy. Since the 50s, they have patents, and they have, like, at the fairs, they do it, where they can do voice to skull, but other things, where our brains are electrochemical computers. The computers are copies of us, much simpler. And so there's all sorts of systems that can interface. That's just on record.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And we know that they've been able to affect thoughts, feelings, hallucinations, memory insets. My brother-in-law, he's a man. He thinks he's a pregnant woman. In order for a man to think he's a pregnant woman, they have to remove every memory you ever had of being a guy. Period, to be able to pull that off. Now they have 500,000 people around the world since the 1970s that are documented that claim they see aliens pop down in their yard, synthetically communicate with them, and good luck trying to tell them that their reality, that their memories aren't theirs. You have TIs, targeted individuals. They want them to look crazy. You have
what do you make now of Congress now going to have MKUltra hearings since the first time since 77, and they're declassifying that they've been poisoning the food, the water, and the vaccines to dumb us down and control us.
They care about us, and now everybody sits on their hands and does nothing. That's what I think they're doing. I think they're appeasing us and pandering us a little bit, and it's the same old type of tactics while they finish completing. They would not be showing us these Epstein files and showing that all these crazy conspiracy theories are actually 100% true. They would not be allowing us to see this information that they never allowed us to before unless they thought they already had the cat in the bag with their new fourth industrial revolution. They don't need to push it. They don't need to promoted. They don't need to, they certainly don't care about bragging about their evil agenda. They want us to say, oh my God, puke on this. I can't accept this. And they'll take the next anything.
I agree. So what do you think this morning we were out hiking. You said, what do you think is going to be out? I said, it's going to be a nothing burger. It was even worse than that. Right. They released a bunch of old stuff.
Yep.
What do you think that is?
Well, it becomes a limited hangout, right? In the sense that whether it be MKUltra hearings, which, by the way, Repson of Luna's staff, we were in touch with him right now. Jesse Beltran may actually become one of the witnesses that testify. I know he's not going to hold back if he gets to, but I'll say this: it becomes a limited hangout if all they're doing is going surface level, just like with the Epstein files. It gives the appearance that the government is being transparent or going after evil, going after a shadow state, when in actuality it's covering for it. Because it may be the biggest thing to come out from the UFO files is that there has been a secret apparatus been around for at least 70 or 80 years since World War II that has had authority to basically spend money on a black ops budget, been able to conceal whatever this PSYOP is, whether it be aliens, whether it be demons, which looks like much, much greater of an explanation. But they've been operating and they've classified it without any authority from Congress. Without any authority from a president. I mean, Alex,
why do you think it's coming to a head right now?
Well, I think it's because this year, so many things have started coming forward. I mean, whether it be the things that we've looked into with the telepathic communication with Rafe, the MI6 whistleblower, or whether it be the fact that the public at large has dumped MAGA. I mean, just everything that you went through last time we were in studio. Look how the public responded to this. They sided with Alex Jones. They did not side with President Trump. They said this.
By the way, I wanted Trump just to get back on track, but his poll numbers are now at like 27. They're going to totally lose the midterms. And he just keeps doubling down.
Yeah, I think they want us to see this ridiculousness because everybody's witnessing it. They don't show us anything they don't want us to see. I think that they really do. This internal bio system, I've seen it be turned on with people now. I've seen 1,000 people. I've had to listen to their stories, and it all makes perfect sense when you start looking and you say, oh my, they can control anybody however they want. Everybody's on, it's just they're not all turned on.
By the way, I saw an article. It was all over the news yesterday. I meant to tell the crew. A scientist tried to disprove Havana syndrome, brain damaged himself with the machine. Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
With a weaponized sound machine, ultra-low frequency. Yeah. If you just type it in, it's like, a scientist tried to disprove Havana syndrome and brain damaged himself. A government scientist. The thing is, it's coming out so fast now, I can't even keep track of it.
Yeah, it's coming out. I went to an alien abduction committee thing. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. The most... very well-spoken people just was saying the ridiculous, and I say, oh, well, hold on. The internal system can do that. So if that's them beta testing that. And then you keep – go ahead.
Well, I was just going to add is that, I mean, you brought this
up. You guys got to talk in the microphones.
Yeah, yeah, sorry about that.
No, it's okay. Just raise them up. I should add. Yeah, like, let me help you. I'm coming over there.
Okay, gotcha. It's right.
I should have done it for us. My fault.
Yeah, let's go right here.
Yep. We're just now doing the studio for the first time, so, you know, it's new. It's different. We're working through the bugs. It's a lot of fun. Yep.
There you go.
It's locked down a little bit for you. Who knows?
I got it. Thank you, Alex.
That's awesome.
Well, I was just going to add that, you know, we need proof, actual proof. Yeah. None of these things are acceptable. None of the, you know, whether it be the Epstein files, we get a binder. Look, with the UFO subject and the hantavirus, you have to actually show us damage. You have to. We're not going to release billions of dollars of funds, or let alone give our authority over to the government to take these extrajudicial actions again, locking us in our homes, putting masks on our faces. If again, you don't show us proof with the UFO conference, a lot of people have a lot of stories about UFOs, but no one has any pictures.
Right.
Right. So people say they've met an alien. Right. Well, show me. Wouldn't you take a photo with them?
Well, we've seen them flooding the zone with all these fake government people that try to do NLP. Mm-hmm. The way they talk. Oh, we the preachers met with the secret government. They said this is going to end your faith in God. We've got to do this, and there's never any facts, never any evidence. There's nothing there. Meanwhile, we have giant fireballs every night for months, blowing up over Texas. During the day, you can see them. Like I said, a week and a half ago, I went on the back porch 4:30 in the morning, woke up, and I'm sitting there smoking a cigar, drinking coffee, and I see this huge stone meteorite. When I was a kid, you know, they're blue, they blow up because they heat up their stone. Hugest one I ever saw. Just like, I was like, is that even real? Like, this huge thing was, and I'm like, wow, am I going to see more meteorites? Usually they come in together. And all of a sudden, these things come flying out of the explosion, these orbs, little tiny dots, and went, and flew off. I mean, so I don't need to hear Fox News to know this is going on. Or are they using 5G to project it? Maybe it made me see that, like you're saying. Who knows? I just know I've never seen a UFO. And in the last month, I've seen them twice.
A holographic phenomenon, they don't have to do that with projectors outside of the mind. It's done from inside now. They just make the memory inside of you. They can make you see supposedly anything they want you to see. They can make a woman think she's being raped by three men three times a week as a gang stalk, gang rape, and that's her memory, but it's never there's never any proof, and there would be proof. If there was this many people seeing aliens to some degree, there would be quantitative objective proof somewhere, somehow. If there was proof that viruses, English comes way after Latin. Latin for virus means poison. If there is any proof that, listen, I've been in labs. I've dealt with high-resolution transmission electron microscopes, looking at different things. You can scratch the surface anywhere of anything on planet Earth, and you will see some level of bacteria, mold, candida, yeast, even parasites, depending on how toxic that area is when you slide. But there's never been a purified and isolated virus. Not HIV, not Ebola, not Corona, not anything. We're basing an entire medical industrial.
By the way, they admit they've never isolated COVID.
Right. So then how can they treat all these things that they don't even know how to detect and isolate?
Well, because they're reacting to the fear. That's what the government produces. They can react to the fear. Once the public's afraid, they'll give over the right.
And people say, well, wait a minute, the PCR test, they turned it up 30, 40 times what it's supposed to be. And remember, a bunch of governments around the world would say a papaya, a camel, a dog has COVID. A rock does if you turn the thing up. Yeah. It's like a metal detector. I go out in the field and aim a metal detector at the sky, turn it all the way up, it'll say I'm finding gold.
Yeah.
Well, and they put a target on that African president's head. And
killed him.
He's dead now because he exposed.
He died right after that happened.
Yeah, that's right. And with this current PSYOP, I don't know if you saw this yesterday. We put up a post on our X account about this. At the same time they're doing UFO disclosures, there actually is, you've covered this in the past, the X-Files. It almost is like predictive programming, right? There's actually a clip from the X-Files, from the 90s,
yes,
where the aliens released the hantavirus.
Yeah.
And it was being used to cull the herd. Yep. Have you seen this yet?
No.
It's number three on the clip sheet. It's quite a video.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to start the next hour. Again, this is one of our first guests in the new studio. We're working out some bugs here. Everybody's doing a great job. And so we'll reconnoiter some things when we come back. But it's great to have you guys here. You know, I got, I'm not name dropping, it's just since you mentioned X-Files, I never used to watch really entertainment television much. Every once
in
a while.
You're a character in the X-Files, right?
Well, yeah. Well, when they remade the X-Files 2016, Chris Carter comes out in like Variety and says, the talk show host that turns out to be right is based on Alex Jones. He's a really great guy. He's not a racist. I think he's a libertarian. So then we started talking some and you know the rest of it. And I had some of the cast come visit me out of the blue before about how the CIA came to them and said, put in before 9/11, about 10 months before, I hadn't seen the show till after, where the government hijacks a jet by remote control to fly in the World Trade Centers to blame Bin Laden and invade the Middle East. And so people think I predicted 9/11. I did it separate from even knowing that the Lone Gunman X-Files spinoff had done that in 2001, I think like March of the year. Now, I was on about a week before it ever aired saying I thought that as well. So I am the first. But I didn't know until like a year after that aired when listeners sent me VHS copies of it that had even happened. But they, Chris Carter and them later said, I heard it from his crew first, that the CIA approached him at a party. And said, you ought to put this in your show. And sometimes they would do that, not often. So that was the CIA told them to produce a movie or a TV show episode about that. And it's just absolutely so why are they doing that's a bigger question. It's just crazy. But no, we will play the clip. I didn't know that, that they predicted a Hunter virus on released by who?
The aliens, the fictional aliens in this series, basically had produced this bioweapon, and it was a Hunter virus. It was released on the world.
Well, Laura Loomer says she thinks it's Iran.
Laura Loomer might be a man.
Larry Loomer? I don't think she's a man. Come on.
No, kidding.
No, I mean, I'm serious. I think Brigitte Macron might be a man. But, I mean, Laura Loomer's a woman. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Draft politicians for World War III, like Lindsey Graham and Ben Shapiro, let's send them to the front lines. You can get this shirt and other incredible designs at theAlexJonesStore.com, which also funds the new network, the Alex Jones Network, where you'll find my live feeds, the other great shows, special reports, investigative reports, and more at the new coordinates of liberty, AlexJonesLive.com. And share that URL as well. You are the modern Paul Revere's. And then, of course, download on Android and Apple the free apps so you can watch the show and more and share it at alexjonesapp.com. Now, I'll see you on the front lines of the InfoWar.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, alexjoneslive.com is tomorrow's news today.